Wow. This place is tacky. So tacky. But then again, what else would you expect from a second-rate wannabe supervillain? I mean, look at this. A moon base? A moon base? That's not on the moon. How exactly does that work? I mean, there are airlocks. Airlocks? I mean, come on now. And also, it's meant to be a secret hideout. This isn't secret, it's on Google Maps. She has reviews from her henchmen, and you know that she wrote all those reviews. Tacky and desperate. I mean, look at this place. Just look at it. It's so grey and functional, which is great on the moon. On the moon, this is fantastic. But on Earth, no. Just no. This place is just not up to par. But what else would you expect from a second-rate wannabe supervillain? And she is second-rate. No, in fact, she's third-rate. No. She's not even rated. She is unrated. I mean, really? What was she thinking? Was she thinking? Can she think? So what? Why am I here? I'm here to rescue you. I said I'm here to rescue. Are you laughing at me? That's not very nice. I come to rescue you from this. I don't know, what is she? She's not quite a supervillain. She's more a puppet with bad intentions. I said she's a puppet. A supervillain? What, you think we're friends? You think I'm friends with her? That's insulting. You know, I should just leave you here, but I did not come all this way and make all this effort. Well, it really wasn't that much effort because her henchmen? Robocats. Robocats. I mean, really? I mean, yes, you're Catwoman. I mean, you're not even Catwoman. Can we just take a moment to just, I mean, her name, Catwoman. She got it from a comic. She got it from a comic. And it was not even an obscure supervillain. No, it's Catwoman. I mean, how unoriginal. And her outfit. I mean, how cliché is it to dress up in black leather? She is just unoriginal. I mean, what was she thinking? Ooh, I'm a sexy supervillain. I need to wear black leather. You know what? No. Ooh, I'm a wannabe sexy supervillain. And no, not even that. Ooh, I'm a puppet with bad intentions and I have to wear black leather. And so what? Yes, I am wearing black leather, but did you just call me a puppet? Did you really just call me a puppet? How dare you? I am no puppet. I am a sexy supervillain, and this is tailored. I mean, look at my ass. Look at it. Look how tight it is. That is tailoring. But she murdered her tailor because it makes her cool and edgy. No, it makes you a bloody idiot. I mean, what's going to happen if you get a gash in your suit? Stupid, short-sighted, puppet. What is she thinking? I mean, obviously, she isn't thinking because she kidnapped you, and that. Oh, I mean, I can forgive her the whole tacky, not-so-secret hideout and the stupid Robocat minions. I get that. I get that. I mean, we all started somewhere, but kidnapping my hero? Hell no. I mean, I get it. I do. I get it. I get it. You're gorgeous. You're powerful. You're sexy. And you are the perfect nemesis you are. But you're mine. I mean, you're my nemesis, not hers. And I'm sorry. What the hell was she thinking? Oh, I know what she was thinking. She was thinking, oh, I'll just kidnap you and then you'll be mine. I'm afraid not. That is not happening. Because you are my superhero and... Well, when I say you're my superhero, I mean you're my nemesis. And therefore, I mean I could not let this happen. And I tried to be reasonable. I tried. But, you know, she's... I think she's got a crush on you. I mean, she just seems very taken with you and very possessive. I mean, imagine being possessive of a hero. That's just ridiculous. What? Why are you looking at me like that? What? Well, you're looking at me strangely and... Heroes. So pretty, but so confusing. Not that you're pretty, I mean. Okay, you're slightly pretty. But you're mine. Mine. And there was no way that I was going to let her... Well, I was going to let her do anything with you, because she... You, and I just mean no, okay? This is not happening. I mean, obviously it happened because she kidnapped you, and my bad... My bad, because I'll admit, I knew that she had a thing for you. I knew it, but I thought it was fine. I just thought she was, you know, a puppet. You know, apparently she's in love with you or something. I mean, who's in love with a hero? I mean, that's just tragic. And, you know, it actually happens quite a lot. Supervillains falling in love with their heroes. It happens all the time. All the time. And it is so tragic. It's I don't get it. I mean, it's just... I mean, why would you fall in love with your hero? I mean, so what? If your hero is gorgeous and is kind and generous and gorgeous. And when they say your name, you... Oh, you get these little shivers that make you feel all warm inside. I mean, apparently, if you're in love with your hero, that happens. But I mean, it's just, no. you're my hero. And she needs to keep her hussy hands off. I mean, she needs to keep her puppet with bad intention hands off. She's not a hussy. I mean, that makes me sound like I'm jealous. I'm not jealous. I mean, she kidnapped you. She kidnapped you. She kidnapped you and she knew that I was planning on that. I was doing it for your birthday. I have a scheme. I've spent months on this scheme because it's your birthday and I want it to be special and, you know, I thought we could spend some time together. But oh no, oh no, oh no. She just decides, fuck you. Honey Vixen, I'm stealing your hero. I mean, it's cute. It's adorable. I don't want to claw her face off. I mean, I totally do. But I'm not jealous at all. I mean, I'm not jealous. I just don't like upstarts. I mean, you have to earn your place as a supervillain. And I have earned you, okay? You would not believe the things I've had to do to keep people away. I haven't threatened anyone. Well, I've threatened a few people, but I'm a supervillain, so you know, it's expected. You know, it's just that we go well together and, you know, we've got chemistry and I like spending time with you. And you're really, really gorgeous and... You're mine. And then this puppet decides that she's going to steal you away from me. And that's not happening. I mean, she's called Catwoman. 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 Do you know how long it took me to come up with the name Honey Vixen? Do you? Months. Months. And believe me, I came up with a few other alternatives that weren't so good, but I wanted it to be a good name, a sexy name, a name that would go great with yours because, you know, we're a twosome. We're a pair. We're a couple. Well, we're not a couple because I'm not in love with you at all. And I'm not jealous at all. I'm just, you know, taking my hero back because you're mine. And I'm sorry. She. Just no. But I'm not jealous. At all. And I didn't claw up all her spare costumes. I did. But not because I'm jealous. I did it because it's evil. And I'm a supervillain, and I'm being very evil, and rescuing you is part of being that evil. It's not because I'm possessive. I am not possessive, no matter what. The League. Nothing. Nothing, I mean. They say I'm jealous. They say I'm possessive. They say that I've got a thing for you. I do not have a thing for you. That is ridiculous. I mean. Anyway, let me just unlock this door and you can, you know, pop off home. And I'll just... What? Oh no, I'm not coming with you. I have to burn this place to the ground. Because I'm evil. And... She tried to take you away from me. And I mean... It's fine. Don't worry, I saved all the robo-cats. They're outside. Because I'm evil. And I knew it would upset you if I didn't. What am I going to do with her? I'm going to... talk to her. Why, did you think I was going to kill her? I mean, I don't want to kill her. I want to murder her. But I won't because it would upset you. Not that I care if you're upset. It's just, you know, I was in her shoes once and, well, her platform heels. I mean, heels. Not very practical. I mean, sexy, yes, but not practical. I learnt that the hard way. Mind you, that time I fell into your arms was totally impractical, so that's why I don't have heels anymore. So I'll just talk to her. Supervillain to puppet. I'll just, you know, set her straight on a few things. Threaten her. Make her regret the day she ever thought about taking you away from me. Because you're mine. And I'm not jealous. So, chop chop, off you go. What? You think I'm going to kill her, don't you? You think I'm going to... You don't trust me. You don't trust me. I'm your supervillain and you don't trust me. It's hurtful. You do trust me. Well, if you trust me, why do you want to hang around? I mean, she kidnapped you. You should want to be free. Be free. You know, walk out that door so I can see you walk. No reason. Nothing to do with your ass. So... why do you want to hang around anyway? You like watching me be evil? Really? Because I am really evil. I'm so evil. I'm the honey vixen, and I am a proper sexy supervillain. Yes, you're right. I'm very sexy. I'm sexy? Yay. I mean, I'm sexy. Well, you know, if you want to watch, I guess you can watch. You know. I'm not blushing. Shut up! So, let's go. Let's take on that puppet with bad intentions. And keep her away from my superhero! Hands off! I mean, hands off. What? Why are you looking at me like that again? You are so gorgeous. Weird. You're gorgeously weird and weirdly gorgeous and mine. I mean, pop it. Just... no. What? I'm being... could you stop that? I'm trying to be evil. Well, you're smiling all fondly. Just, you know, stare at me like I'm really evil. You can do better than that. You can do better than... see, that's much better. Right. You. We need to have a word. And that word is mine! Hands off, hussy! Get a better name. Catwoman is just completely unoriginal. And your robo-cats are fine. They're outside. But I'm evil. And they are mine. No, not the cats. Well, yes, the cats. Look, just run along. Just run along. Pop it. And don't kill your tailor next time. What? No. I was not nice. I was not... you know what? You know what? I'm not listening. I'm going. I'm going so you can watch my ass as I walk out of here. Should I walk slow? Fine. I will saunter with evil intent and a bum wiggle.